Had a quick question on Twitter from Teresa Perry. She says, Patrick, how can you be sure you have made a good confession and it is acceptable to Christ? Very simple, Teresa. When you go to confession, there are certain ingredients that are necessary to fulfill what you're asking about. So the first one is you have to be truly sorry for your sins. You have to seek to avoid those sins in the future, and that would include having a firm purpose of amendment and the desire to avoid the near occasion of sin, which means whatever those persons, places, or things are that tend to sort of tip you into committing sins, try to avoid that and have the intention to avoid it and to be truly sorry. And if you have any serious sins, then you confess number and kind. Kind meaning what kind of sin was it? I stole a pack of gum from the store. You know, whatever the sin was, you confess what it was and then the number of times. And if you don't know the number of times, then you estimate. I don't know, Father, I think this happened 10 times or whatever. And then you will know that you have made a good confession. So if you hold nothing back, you're being honest with God and with the confessor. You have a desire to repent of your sins. You're sorry for what you did. You don't want to do them again. You're asking God for his grace. There's your answer. And it's a wonderful, liberating feeling. If you haven't felt that feeling yet, when you walk out of the confessional, you know, walking on 6 inches of air because you've just unburdened yourself, it is the most marvelous feeling I can imagine. And that awaits everybody who makes a good confession. Just remember, everybody, you know, the worst sinner is one good confession away from becoming a saint. How do you like them apples?